Wow. Time moves fast, man. Only seems like a second ago I was caning it through these fields in daylight. In summer. With shorts on. It feels utterly incredible to be back on the bike, especially this Pinnacle I bought last weekend. Beautiful little mountain bike. Handles like a dream. Incredible suspension. Not that I've taken it off-road yet. Just sweet. And lovely little colour scheme going on too. I'm going through a leafy tunnel, which is pitch black, and it's just like something out of Middle Earth. But, you know, I think this will be my coming into my third winter of biking when the conditions start getting a little bit hairy. Jesus, hang on. In the wrong gear then. But it's one of the greatest gifts of my life, simple organism that I am, that I get to work in town, but I get to experience this 4 mile run every night. So it's just me and the bike, I'm not dependent on anything else, anyone else, apart from me and a little simple mechanical machine. Biking through heathland and woodland, and it gives me some time to just decant, something I'm getting really bloody good at. I recommend it to everyone. Clarity, zen hole, you know. Hold on, bit of a clusterfuck. Yeah, just coasting along, tick-tock, my brain, it's weird, this consciousness alteration that's going on, it's very odd, very beautiful, it's almost as if my brain is functioning at the optimum levels, like I was overloading, like an old car, it's filling it full of diesel and I should have been filling it full of, you know, low carbon fuel. Balance, man, balance. See, although I'm a tech savvy and I'm a programmer by trade, I don't want for much and I don't crave technology. I will buy it, but I'm not really an early adopter when I think about it. I'm an early adopter in terms of, you know, new tool sets, new libraries, new bits and pieces. That I find fascinating. That's more of the kind of science frontier, I guess. But in terms of hardcore gadgetry, even now I've kind of got the money to throw away on it, I don't. Which tells me a bit about myself. Oh my God, 4 or 5 bats buzzing me. Jesus. Bats. And my favourite bit now, as I come around the corner, going down Clayhall Lane, I'm about to start coasting down this gentle hill. There we are, and it leads straight down through farmland to my cottage nestled at the bottom, and it's the only building there, so all you see is this little light. It's like a Hansel and Gretelage. And it's the only exercise I get. I hate gyms. I've joined them about 4 times and I just can't stand it. It's relentless boredom. I think, you know what, I could be writing. I could be creating rather than just pounding away in this like battery hen operation. Hang on, car coming up behind me. So because this bike ride, 8 miles a day, is factored in to my working day, I don't even have to think about it. I'm going to vary the route a little bit to give myself more of a workout, but you know, it's fresh air. It's starting to fucking rain now, but there you go. That's going to be sorted as far as waterproofs go very soon. Hold on. And I don't mind it at all, man. Spain was nice, but it was a bubble. Very hot bubble, but a bubble nonetheless. Now it's time to get on with the shizzle. As it starts to rain and I approach my homestead, I bid you all... Oh, hasta pronto. Bye-bye.